8th grade history, United States history, April 20th through April 24. Monday, April 20th. History unit, Jacksonian democracy. Lesson 1, Jackson's war on the National Bank. Objective, be able to do this by the end of the lesson. Number 1, explain how the war on the National Bank brought about the Whig Party. Introduction to Lesson 1. In this lesson, we will finish with Jackson's presidency and discuss the emergence of the Whig Party. In addition, you will read through Tippecanoe and Tyler, a famous election jingle that made William Henry Harrison's campaign all the more attractive for voters. Here is a summary of the textbook reading as a resource. I cannot do this every chapter, but this chapter covers a great deal of events and years. Another major event in Jackson's presidency is his war on the National Bank. Being the people's president, Jackson was suspicious of the National Bank and its president, Nicholas Biddle. Jackson thought the National Bank a powerful institution that monopolized or had full control over the wealth of the nation. Being from Tennessee, Jackson grew up in the West and saw how the National Bank's strict policies made loans difficult for Western farmers to obtain. Jackson argues that the bank favors wealthy Easterners at the expense of Western farmers. He decides to famously, quote-unquote, kill the bank by ordering the transfer of all government money to smaller state banks and does not renew the bank's charter. This action has unintended consequences for Jackson's Democratic presidential successor, Martin Van Buren. Killing the bank led to the economic panic of 1837, which was a major economic depression. When states' banks began issuing huge amounts of bills out to citizens, the value of the dollar dropped. There was no more oversight on the state banks once the National Bank closed. Property values dropped. Many businesses closed down. Workers lost their jobs, and some were looking for the federal government to provide support. However, President Van Buren did little to ease the crisis. As a believer in laissez-faire economic policy, the government ought to do as little as possible to interfere with the government economy. The free market should rise and fall as naturally as possible, with as little government help as possible. In response, President Van Buren convinces Congress to pass a law that constructs the Federal Treasury in 1840. With government money now in the Treasury, state banks could no longer continue to issue banknotes or bills. The law effectively prevented the economic depression, but the Treasury was criticized by Whigs and Democrats alike. The splitting of the Democratic Party gave the Whig Party the chance to win the presidency in 1840. In the election of 1840, William Henry Harrison and running mate John Tyler ran for the Whig Party. Their famous election song was Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, along with Tyler and Tippecanoe. Turn to page 4. In the War of 1812, William Henry Harrison won a battle against Tecumseh's forces and became a hero of the War of 1812, similar to Andrew Jackson. The image of the log cabin president becomes more prevalent during this time. Harrison wins the election due to the Whig Party's strong campaign. They painted Harrison as a simple frontiersman who is a man of the people, while portraying Van Buren as a wealth snob who is to blame for not doing any more about the economic panic of 1837. Harrison wins the election. Unfortunately, he gave his inaugural address on a bitterly cold day, wearing no hat or coat. Unfortunately, he will die of pneumonia 32 days later, making him the first president ever to die in office, and he also served the shortest term. The Constitution had a structure in place, and Vice President John Tyler will become president. Under John Tyler, he rejected a great deal of Whig proposals, which upset the Whig Party immensely. The biggest success of his presidency was the Webster-Ashburton proposal, which settled the boundary lines between Maine and Canada, and set the 49th parallel as the northern border line between the United States and Canada. After John Tyler's presidency, the Whig Party dissolved due to sectional divisions, and Whig candidate Henry Clay will lose the election of 1844 to James K. Polk of the Democratic Party. James K. Polk is also from Tennessee, like Andrew Jackson before him. The only other time a Whig president wins is Zachary Taylor in 1848, and President Taylor will also die in office. By the early 1850s, many Northern Whigs left the party to form a new party, which is where the modern-day Republican Party originated. Please turn to page 6. And now the poem and song, Tyler and Tippecanoe, 1840. Now the Whigs at the coming election will carry our candidates through. They've made the judicious selection of Tyler and Tippecanoe. They say that he lives in a cabin and that he drinks hard cider too. Well, what if he does? I am certain he is the hero of Tippecanoe. The spoilsmen are leaving their party, where prospect for office is blue. Not wishing to stick by poor Marty, they'll change for old Tippecanoe. Again and again fill your glasses, bid Martin Van Buren adieu. We'll now please ourselves and our lasses, and we'll vote for old Tippecanoe. So let us be up and a-doin', and cling to our cause brave and true. I'll bet you a fortune we'll beat them with the hero of Tippecanoe. Election Song, Tyler and Tippecanoe. Directions. Answer the following questions using primary source Tyler and Tippecanoe. Number 1. Put a star next to the lines that you think encourage listeners to vote for Tyler and Tippecanoe. Number 2. In the second stanza, the song claims that Harrison lives in a cabin and he drinks hard cider too. What message is the song attempting to send about Harrison? This concludes the material for Monday, April 20th.